Reality kind of sucks right now. If you're like me, you're probably really frustrated at the fact that topics such as racism and the war in Ukraine and global warming and the 2020 election are still topics of discussion, as if there really are two valid opposing views instead of the one obvious loving and logical viewpoint. Who could possibly be against liberty and justice for all? You've probably also been paying close attention to the news headlines and posting a Facebook rant every once in a while. These times are exhausting, but it always helps to have a good soundtrack to get you through these stressful days. And right now, I'd like to play Lady Liberty, a new song by Barbara Streisand. My sermon is on the reflections on the sixth principle. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. This is the sixth principle. I'll be repeating it often within the next 20 minutes. But guess what? There were originally only six principles when the Unitarian and Universalist churches united in 1961, and this wasn't one of them. This is what they said in 1961. In accordance with these corporate purposes, the members of the Unitarian Universalist Association, dedicated to the principles of a free faith, unite in seeking: 1, to strengthen one another in a free and disciplined search for truth as the foundation of our religious fellowship. 2, to cherish and spread the universal truths taught by the great prophets and teachers of humanity in every age and tradition, immemorially summarized in the Judeo-Christian heritage as love to God and love to man. 3, to affirm, defend, and promote the supreme worth of every human personality, the dignity of man, and the use of the democratic method in human relationships. 4, to implement our vision of one world striving for a world community founded on the ideals of brotherhood, justice, and peace. 5, to serve the needs of member churches and fellowships, to organize new churches and fellowships, and to extend and strengthen liberal religion. And 6, to encourage cooperation with men of goodwill in every land. Okay, so this was 61, right? We've made major, major revisions to the principles. According to the UUA, thank goodness, according to the UUA, the sources from which the principles were derived include direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder affirmed in all cultures, which moves us to a renewal of the spirit and an openness to the forces which create and uphold life. Words and deeds of prophetic men and women which challenge us to confront powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and the transforming power of love. Wisdom from the world's religions, which inspires us in our ethical and spiritual lives. Jewish and Christian teachings, which call us to respond to God's love by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Humanist teachings, which counsel us to heed the guidance of reason and the results of science, and warn us against idolatries of the mind and the spirit, and spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions, which celebrate the sacred circle of life and instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature. We don't all have to believe the same thing about the presence or absence of any deity, or about where to find truth, or how to practice our beliefs. Instead, we try to follow a set of guiding principles that help us to be our best selves and work toward the best possible world for all. Our belief in the inherent worth and dignity of all living beings leads us to act in certain ways as we act upon our principle, our other principles. The notion of inherent human worth lends itself to an emphasis on the world community and the allowance of basic rights for all members. It's a very optimistic view of the world, but one that most UUs hold dear. Many UUs admit that this, the sixth principle, is at times one of the most challenging principles. It's not a matter of faith, but in the face of injustice, tragedy, and atrocities in the world, it can test one's faith. This principle speaks to the foundation of UU compassion and the fortitude of those who hold these beliefs. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Well, this is certainly a broad and inclusive principle, isn't it? The sixth principle seems extravagant in its hopefulness and improbable in its prospects. Can we continue to say we want world community, peace, liberty, and justice for all, when the world is full of genocide, abuse, terror, and war? War is hell. Slavery is hell. Poverty is hell. They are hell when they happen in other countries, just as much as when they happen in ours. Working to make war, slavery, and poverty much rarer than they are in the world is a noble goal. And having the world sliced up into pieces with a majority of the world's people only allowed to go into a few of those pieces is truly unfortunate. Our principles were created with the best of intentions and with the deepest regard for their sources, which I've just described. So the question I've been asking myself is, how and why is the sixth principle failing? Obviously, these have been updated in the last 60 plus years and have become much more inclusive. It seems that the original fourth principle morphed into our current sixth principle, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. The 1985 revisions and updating were obviously a welcomed response to the political climate at the time. I confess that creating this service today has been a super difficult service to create. I keep asking myself, why? Why am I having these problems? I think it's because the sixth principle really doesn't say anything concrete. Don't misunderstand me. The intentions are good and admirable, but it is all too nebulous. A goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all? Well, that's certainly an admirable sentiment. But do we really need to state this as a goal? Isn't it self-evident that this principle exists in one form or another worldwide as a goal for any reasonable person? This sixth principle only leaves me with more questions while simultaneously removing the burden of having to do anything. Is having a goal enough? When is it not enough? When do we say, no, it is not enough? Do we really have an obligation to reach a goal? Or simply talk a good show by stating the goal? These to me are weasel words. When do we call out organizations as hypocritical if they simply have the goal without truly putting in the work, putting in the effort to reach the darn goal? I confess that the sixth principle makes me angry. And again, I ask myself why. Where is this feeling of frustration coming from? We all want the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Again, I'm quoting the exact verbiage. And most of the respected religions of the world also articulate that goal in their own way. Therefore, why is the world no closer now to peace, liberty, and justice for all than we were thousands of years ago? You can hear my frustration, right? All religions are miserable and total failures when it comes to peace, liberty, and justice for all. My question for us, for you, everybody online, everybody here, is there anything we UUs can do about this? And what I'd like us to do for just, you know, a few minutes, 10 minutes maybe, I want everyone to think and let's discuss. Oh, I know this is the hardest part, right? Think and discuss. If we were writing the sixth principle right now, how would we write it? What would we do? What would we do? Peace, the goal of peace, liberty, and justice for all. How would we rewrite that? What would we do about this? Let's pretend we're rewriting. What do we really mean? What are we trying to say? Oh, boy.